Okay, let's talk a little bit about Even the Mistakes. I mean, that's a song for me. I mean, it's one of my favorite on the album. Can you just talk about the creative process behind it? Is there a moment that, you know, where it was written? How did it all come together?
Definitely. I wrote that song with Dove Rosenblatt, who actually lives in Los Angeles now, but the two of us were living in New York at the time, and it was right before I moved to L.A. He and I had a little studio in my apartment, and the two of us just got together, and he had this guitar progression, and he had sort of played it into my computer, and we'd written a couple of songs before that I really loved, and you know, we had a really good sort of rapport, but one day, right before he left, he's like, oh, I have this sort of riff that this little guitar progression. I'm like, oh, I love that. Why don't you play that on my computer? So he played it into his computer, and then he went, and he ended up moving to California, and we didn't even see each other after that, and I didn't see him for months, and I just found this little guitar riff in my computer, probably like 2 months later. I'm like, I'm going to write something to that. And I did. I wrote Even the Mistakes to that guitar progression, and it was funny because I ended up moving out to California and Dove was out there. And when I played it for him, I said, do you remember this? He didn't even remember giving me that music. But I said, we wrote this together. He's like, you're kidding. I'm like, no. I said, you gave me the music, the progression. And I wrote this song over it. So I just love that progression. I always sort of loved it and it always stuck with me. And the whole song was sort of finished. And we had everything. We literally had, like, we had the verse. We made, like, a chorus. We made a bridge. We never really wrote too many melodies over it or anything. We just had this, like, perfectly sort of formed song with all the different sections. And I just went and wrote a song. And, you know, Even the Mistakes was, you know, a lot of these songs, like, even the messages in any of them, they were really, to me, it was sort of like me to myself. You know, and Even the Mistakes especially was literally just about giving myself, like, permission to not be perfect and to not have to be amazing and not to have to please everyone, to be able to make music that I loved, whether or not it was a hit song and whether or not, you know, everybody on the planet wanted to get the album and whether or not I was going to be famous or rich or, you know, all those things that sort of motivate you, I think, when you're a kid, you know, suddenly those things didn't seem as important to me. Really, the only thing that was important was sort of maintaining and recommitting to this promise that I had made to myself when I was a kid to do music for a living. And so I think some of what freed me was being able to say, you know what, even the things that aren't perfect, even the screw-ups, even the mistakes, even the things that you're going to look back on and go, gosh, I wish I had done that differently, or I wish that sounds a little different, or I wish... giving yourself permission to just put it out there. It's never going to be perfect. And knowing that that's actually okay. And so that song's super important. I actually love that song, too. I'm glad that you like it.